Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, usually on Saturdays at 4 p.m., special time today on Monday. And it's a privilege for me to be here. I just love to continue and not miss it a week if possible. I got busier this week doing readings at a special event, and so that's why I'm here today on Monday. And today I will do the weekly angel card reading for the week, which is not only for myself, but for all of you, whoever's listening. The Law of Attraction will provide insight and guidance for what's going on in your life. And then later on, I take personal calls, and I'll do readings for you here on the show. And I see that I already have a couple people waiting, and thank you. I'll get to you shortly. So again, my name is Barbara Calvano. I have the show. It's been 1 year now since I've been hosting this show on Blog Talk Radio, and I am a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, and I also am a life coach. So I bring that to my show, an artist, and someone who's taken courses in personal development over the past 30 years here, mostly in the New York City area. So I have a commitment to share with you some basics and sometimes some very powerful techniques that are from angels and angel therapy. Okay. I'm not sure you can hear me. I know we just got cut off, and thank you for holding. My listeners, what I'm going to do, just to make sure that you can hear me, I'm going to speak to one of the callers just to check in, if you don't mind. So thank you. Area code 216, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear as day.
Oh, thank you.
Can you hear me?
I'm going to go back to the show. Yeah, I can hear you
okay. Clear.
I'll be waiting. I got a
little
note on my computer. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, okay. Bye-bye. All right. So thank you, listener, for assisting me right there with my technical difficulty. So back to the show. So we're just going to move right along here. If you are in the New York City area this coming Sunday, January 19th, I'm going to be at the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is hosting a fair called the Awaken Fair with all holistic and New Age information, healers, vendors, speakers, and intuitive readers. So I will be there from 10 o'clock to 5 p.m., and there's going to be 15-minute and 30-minute sessions, which you must register for, and you can check that out at my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com. And you can find out that information here on the Blog Talk page or as I just spelled out for you. So I'm guided this week and also for the month of January I'm always guided to share information with you. So if you often wonder where I get it from, I just listen and I pray and then I'm just like moved towards sharing certain information. So I'm going to continue to do my weekly readings and guided meditations as time allows. And today what's going on in my life, which also is part of what I share, is that there was my parents lost one of their pets. And I know people often have the same experience. And, you know, losing a cat, losing a pet, losing a dog, or even losing a family member can be very traumatic. Emotional, And there's an experience that we don't normally feel every day. And one of the things I learned with working with the angels is that, especially with pets and with people, you know, their bodies change, but the spirit never changes. So even with, like, our family pet, I know that the body was no longer to hold the soul, the spirit, the life force, and now Kat is actually free. And I only share that because I'm experiencing a little sadness about that he's no longer here, that she's no longer here, but I know that she's a lot happier and freer. And I just want to share that if you the little things can, it's like a chemical imbalance that we could feel in our body. We just feel a little different, a little numb, a little something, and then we still have to go about our days working, being in our relationships, you know, doing our responsibilities, our goals, our resolutions, whatever. But sadness in your heart is something you can also work with the angels with, and you can work with the angels right before you go to sleep. So I just want to mention now, I'm just guided to talk about working with Archangel Michael, which I did because I knew my parents' cat was ill. And so I had a dream last night. So in my dream, I actually experienced the beginning of letting go that knowing the cat would pass on, and then the experience of having had this happen to me when I was a little girl, like 50 years ago, you know. So I just want to share with you the power of working with the angels and archangels. So what you can do is ask Archangel Michael to, right before you go to bed, to enter your dream, to give you confidence, courage, and strength, and any information on solving a problem you have or bringing resolution or information to something that you're dealing with. And sometimes you'll remember your dream, sometimes not, but trust that Archangel Michael is working on it for you. So you don't have to like have a double scotch before you go to bed to like knock out that feeling of despair. You could actually breathe. You can still have a restful sleep, but you can give that worry and concern and emotions over to the archangels, and especially Archangel Michael. And you can sleep peacefully. And I share that because one of the problems I know many people have is being able to sleep restfully, given the anxiety and stress that a lot of people deal with. So working with the angels on a day-to-day basis can provide that. And that's the key reason why I started this show, is because I've done, as I had mentioned, I've taken courses on how to create breakthroughs in communications and relationships and creating projects and things, and also communication, as I just said. But when I started working with the angels, I knew it was on a vibrational experience, because I had done using angel cards before, even tarot cards. And I always had a direct, I received messages, and I was able to use that in a creative way for myself. And when I had a health experience 2 years ago that was kind of stressful, because I wasn't sure whether or not I had cancer, and I had a breast exam that needed a second opinion. And when I had to wait those 3 weeks I used various angel therapy techniques of clearing and shielding and vacuuming. And I was able to shift physically and emotionally how I was feeling. And I pretty much felt very at ease. And I didn't freak out. Now, I had moments. I allowed my moments to experience the possibility of perhaps dying, you know, having cancer, or the impending situations that would bring about. But because I used the techniques, I was able to go about my life with a lot of peace. So I knew that I wanted to teach this to other people and to have them learn for themselves what you can do right now on planet Earth without a lot of expense and traveling, that on your own and working with a teacher or a coach, you could learn some of these techniques pretty quickly and then practice them on your own. Or if you needed guidance from them doing the work on you, absolutely doing that. But basically, there's a way to heal at a much, much more rapid rate that's ever been available on the planet. And these are techniques that people have used thousands of years ago, and people use them today. But it's not the normal way to deal with stress. And so I think it's amazing. So that's, you know, my show is called Let's Ask the Angels, and it really could be called, you know, You Can Heal Your Life, you know, which is Louise L. Hay's title of her amazing book, which I refer to a lot also. So that's a bit of like the background of what's happening in my past week. And also, I did do angel card readings at a fabulous yoga studio here in the Long Island area at Rockville Center, Hot Yoga Studio, and I met some amazing people and had the opportunity to provide them with readings. So I'm going to go ahead with the reading for the week, and it's starting for today. And for Monday and Tuesday, I was guided again to use the fabulous deck called Archangel Power Tarot Cards, which are from Radley Valentine and Doreen Virtue. You can get this as an app for your Droid or iPhone, or you can get these cards yourself and practice and use them. But it's a really remarkable deck that I just am drawn to and guided to continue to use. So, and it's all about coaching and being empowered, and so many of us could use that at any given time. So for today and tomorrow, we have the message and card, Seven of Michael. And here the message on the card says, there's a better course of action available to you. Working alone may not be the best answer. Review all the details. And on the card you see actually a little boy with a backpack on, and he is at a fork in the road. So literally the fork shows two paths he could take. He's basically on the path that's kind of not lit very well, and he looks solitary. And the angel's kind of like indicating to him, is that the best way? That, you know, do you really want to go down that route? So for some of you, this could be that perhaps in a project, you know, you've been working alone, and you're really focused on what you think the details are. You know, we're being asked to stop and ask ourselves, what are we really trying to accomplish? You know, what's the big picture of what we want to create from this for the whole year? You know, so we're just being asked to pause, review the details, and to know that there might be a better way to approach the whole situation that includes working with others. And that's the guidance here. You may meet, and in the next card we're going to see how this all flows. It's really great. For Wednesday and Thursday, we have Queen of Gabriel. And here, the message is, you can do anything right now. Go after what you want, the ability to attract helpful people. So, following the first card, you know, where we're looking to possibly add another business partner, another someone, you know, to collaborate with, that we are in a space and we have around us people that we could benefit from, and they can benefit from what we have to offer. So it's a great time to absolutely go after what you want, and that we're being told you can do anything. You know, and that's a phrase that in a lot of the human potential movement and courses, you know, they're always told, yeah, you're fabulous, you can do anything. No, but here, we're really telling you, you can do anything with the assistance of your angels and ascended masters. There's a vibrational support that is unimaginable, the amount of support you can have. And it's about grace and ease, not force. And that's the difference here. You can do anything that you want and still have that balance of being present and it being graceful. So here it says you're much more qualified than you even realize. And oftentimes we think, well, we still have to learn that one more thing, or maybe we need to polish that up. And I'm not saying not to, but what we're being told is that we're really ready, that right now you can go after what you want. So that is for Wednesday and Thursday. For the weekend of Friday and Saturday and Sunday coming up, we have the card Strength with Archangel Ariel. And here the message is strength and grace through kindness, self-confidence, forgiveness. And it's a perfect flow, you know, from the first two cards. Because here, the type of strength that we're talking about is a softer, gentler type of strength. It's not force. I'm going to say that again. It says that you have great strength and compassion and that you can use this in what you want to accomplish and what you want to create, whether it's more discipline for yourself in changing your diet and your exercise habits or your spending habits, or if it is with writing or getting your resume out there or, you know, doing what you want to do with any artistic or creative efforts that you have. So here it says, it's going to be through kindness, and not just kindness that you give to other people, but towards yourself. And so that if you see something about yourself that, as the last card says, that you are great and you can do everything, but there's that little, you know, nagging thought in your head that says, but I just don't do this thing right. Here it says, you know, lighten up on yourself. You know, here the picture on the card is with an angel literally sitting with her arm around a big lion, you know, a huge lion. And so you can relax and you can embrace something that often what we do when we put ourselves out there to take on something big, the first thing that comes up is fear, you know. Or in the old days, it would be like, you know, that adrenaline rush that we want to keep pumping, you know, with more caffeine or, you know, something that, and I know because I used to do that, you know, pump the adrenaline rush of something brand new and exciting, and you end up, there's a backlash with that. You, in the end, you fall behind because it does affect your health and your ability to make clear decisions. So here it says strength and grace through kindness. And, you know, the message is balance again. So you can forge ahead with those things that you want to do and still breathe and still have, you know, it work out. So it says the situation that you find yourself in requires a very soft and sensitive approach. So that's the message for the week. You know, you'll have an opportunity to take a look, you know, in the beginning here, that there might be another choice. You know, you may be very fixated in and thinking, no, it really is down this path, but the angels are saying, take a look, stop for a moment and look at the bigger picture and see perhaps maybe you're missing something because you're so focused on it having to go one way. And then perhaps work with another. You could ask another to go over the project, some that you trust, you know, what you're about. And then also we're being told that you can do anything right now. With the Queen of Gabriel, you have so much to offer, and this is coming from other lifetimes too. So you are prepared. You can go after what you want. And you right now, you have that ability that you're attracting very helpful people. So see who comes into your life, you know, during this week. And then once again, the kind of power we want to address and bring forth is something that's a gentler one, and one that includes really paying attention and taking care of yourself as you put that energy outward into the world. So that's the message for the week. Right now I'm going to take a brief break just to get some water, and then I'm going to do a short guided meditation. So I'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this.
Ooh, baby, do you know that word?
Welcome back. So right now I'm going to do a short I'm going to be reading something, and it will be a guided meditation in a sense because it is a direct message from your angels. And these are some powerful short messages that are in a book from Doreen Virtue And this one is called Messages from Your Angels. And they were channeled to her. And some of the English sometimes is not normally how we speak, but you'll get the vibration. And this is a great book because the first half of the book are all channeled messages about topics that we often ask about. And I found that these messages are really full of a lot of great energy and information. And I'm guided to share one with you today, actually on yoga. And I practice a Bikram yoga or a hot yoga. And I've been doing that now for 4 years. And boy, does time fly when you're really, really having fun. And it's challenging. It's a very, very challenging type of yoga. But what I found is that it completely changed not only my physicality and my strength and flexibility, but it gave me a type of focus that I've never had, or perhaps in another lifetime. I had a certain amount of this when I was younger, and even I was a dancer in college and then professionally. But for many of you who know about this, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who have been thinking about it, that is a message for you to check out yoga. And you do it at your own pace. You're guided to find the right teacher. And I promise you, connection, a sense of being unstoppable, a sense of being peaceful in a way that you've never felt. And I'm often asked, how do I know which yoga I should try? Because there's so many different forms. And if you're in a major city, so many different studios. I often say, which one is closest to where you live? Because this whole idea is about making your life, you know, filled with more grace and ease. So it really is, I could spend hours talking about it. But so I'm going to go ahead with the message on yoga. And I'm just going to have some light music in the background as I read this. So yoga, from Doreen Virtue's book, Messages from Your Angels. We have already talked with you about the importance of breath, exercise, and meditation, and we do not mean to nag you about this subject. That is why yoga is presented to you as a route to establish all of these conditions within a short time span. When you engage in the practice of yoga, the rejuvenation establishes within you a great surge of energy. Establishing your yoga practices within a specific schedule makes the habit become second nature, which we highly recommend. We do urge you to consider some form of yoga practice, however that may come you. For some, it will be on a casual basis, while others will consider it to be a necessary part of their lifeblood. Yoga practices were introduced long ago and are only recently awakening in your land. The practice now comes to you with an accumulation of prayers behind it, a force so great that by immersing yourself in its radiance, great transformation can take place. Those who originally practiced yoga sent prayers forward in time, asking all who forever afterward conducted yoga would receive these prayers. When you engage in the practice of yoga, you are immersed in the river flow of those ancient prayers. You who are intimidated by the extent of your flexibility, hear our call. The yogic practice is a silent path that enriches you from within. Use it as a measure to center yourself peacefully and not as a route to establish your inferiority or superiority to another. Lest you think that we chastise you on this count, please know that we oversee the yoga practice as a sacred art and not a measurement of competition. You are perfectly aligned in all ways now, and the natural extension is to bathe your awareness with the flood of breath that comes as you stretch and bend. Delay not your yogic practice a moment longer, dearest one, for we see countless benefits upon you from this act. We will bring it to you situations and teachers who can anchor your yogic practice and instill into you this new and lasting habit of deep and cleansing breath mixed with periodic stretching. Within each moment of stillness, there lies a hearty action awaiting your connection. Through stillness, you cease to flood your mind with information that competes for your awareness. Through this stillness, you hear our words carried upon the silence of your breath. Be glad then that this extension of heaven's love comes to you through daily yogic postures. You who are scheduled so tightly that you cannot bear to add to your load of duties, this is a call to greater awareness through instilling a yogic practice. It is a miraculous example of receiving more through giving, and that the greater your devotion to your yogic practice, the more you do receive. Think of us not callous or uncaring when referring to your time schedule, dear one. We merely tap you on the shoulder quite gently with our words, urging you tenderly toward that which you already know to be true for all moments. Your free will shines like a beacon on the horizon. We do not seek to, nor can we, bend that light so to suit any will but your own, which is truly one part of God's will. For you will find your own way unto your retreat in stillness, and we offer you our words as a gift to you now. We do see your outcome with each choice that you make, and we seek only to encourage you whenever possible to make the choice for happiness in all ways. So once again, that is from Dorian Virtue's book, Messages from Your Angels. And as it says, you know, this is not about becoming a, you know, it's not the type of yoga that you do. It's more that you just find one that matches, that truly matches you. And you don't, this is not about competing or being super, super bendy, flexible. You can do gentle stretching with breath and really get amazing gifts. And this is truly a message from the angels. You know, one of the reasons why more and more people are doing yoga, yes, you can have great physical changes in your body, but the centering and peacefulness of allowing the breathing, the breath to connect with you, it's an amazing gift. And it's an amazing gift you can give to yourself. And if cost is an issue, you can find free tutorials on the internet so you could practice at home. So it really is a call for people to take some time out in their busy schedule, whether it's 5 minutes or 90 minutes, you know, whatever fits you. You will find, I say, endless riches and information that you can bring into the rest of your life. And you'll be healthier, calmer, and in the end have more energy. So that is my gift and message to you today about yoga and angels of all things. So thank you for listening to that. So now I'm just going to take one short break here, just 30-second break, and I'm then going to take the call-ins and do readings. So thank you.
Ooh, baby, do you know that word? Heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven our place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Hello and welcome back. And thank you again for listening to the special Monday edition of Let's Ask the Angels, and I will again be back this Saturday at 4 p.m. for the regularly scheduled show. So right now I'm going to go ahead and take your listener calls, and if you just tell me your name and how I can help you today, that would be great. So first we have area code 216.
Hi, how are you today?
Hello there. I'm doing great.
Hello.
Thank you for helping me out earlier. You know.
Okay.
Yes, what is your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How are you today?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
You want me to just ask a question? Is that?
Sure. Yeah. But what? Would you like guidance from the angels? Because I do angel card.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I lost my job around Christmas time.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a job now, and I just want to know when a job is coming to me. If you see one, you know, if they can guide me, or if they, okay.
Sure. And are you, so that was around, you said right before Christmas?
The 13th of December.
Okay, and you've been taking actions that you're able to, like in terms of getting your resume out, or you know.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. Because oftentimes there are people who don't, you know, and they're wondering, and you know, angels.
Oh my
give you
God.
Guidance,
no.
They're like.
I work.
I said, well, are. Uh huh. Okay.
I work in an office setting, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm guided to use the Angel Tarot cards that Doreen has created.
Okay.
And we'll see what guidance they can give us today on that. Okay.
Yeah, my finances, I'm so worried. Oh, my gosh. It doesn't do any good, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the number one thing is if you're able to give over any worries over to the angels is the first thing, and because that will keep your vibration calm and centered, and then who we are is the vibration, so that's going to be a law of attraction. So that which what you want, be that first. So if act as if, basically what I'm trying to say. That's the first thing. So no freaking out and no going, you know, down the tunnel, which if you're taking actions, you know, you're being proactive. So that's really great. So let's see what the angels have to say here. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm drawn to these four cards. Okay, so the first one is events that occur with great speed. We have the Knight of Air. Take time to carefully review your options, creative solutions. So that was similar to what I was speaking about before. You
uh-huh.
know, you have options right now. So take some time with that.
Okay.
All right. So the second I have is the High Priestess, Archangel Haniel. And here, listen to your intuition. Have patience. Consider carefully what you want before acting. So here's a double message about you have an opportunity. Basically, you know, have more of what you want. I don't know how it was for you before, but we're being guided with messages that you can you don't necessarily, although we sometimes feel like I'll take anything because it is important to stay on top of our bills and our finances, but you're being told that you have an option also. You can breathe and take a moment and say, what do I want? What kind of environment
okay.
do I want? What kind of people do I want to work with? So you're being actually told you can breathe with that. And here the number two shows up. So the first thing, it could be 2 weeks. Well, in 2 weeks is February anyway. So
I know.
The first thing I saw was February. So what I see is February. Here's
oh,
see
God,
February.
I've already sent 10 resumes. Okay, go on.
Yeah,
sorry.
Here it's February. So the third part of the message is, Ace of Water, and it says falling in love or the resurgence of a relationship, spiritual growth and enhanced intuition, a new home. So I don't know if you were thinking of new home could be definitely the new job. And
it's got to be because I'm not moving. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a new job. So that's what we see there, and that's definitely going to happen. And here we have Three of Water. It's a celebration. Three of Water, a celebration, a wedding, a graduation, a birth announcement.
Okay.
Okay, so it says the need to have more fun. So have you been able to have any fun while you're in this time of looking?
I'm so stressed, and so I was, you go through all the stages. Your first denial, I was so numb, and I've cried, but I'm okay now. I mean, at least I'm better at what I was, was. My question to you is, do you see any financial problems? I'm so worried for the next 3 months.
Well, basically it says the job, so I see the job coming in February.
February,
February. Now, if you've worked with angels before, because it's different than tarot or other type of reading, you can actually clear yourself and ask Archangel Michael to cut your cords of fear. You know, if you have any attachments to the past or any resentments, right, with the old job, you can actually ask, or the fear, any emotions that are not peaceful and full of ease, mm-hmm. And joy, we can ask Archangel Michael to cut your cords. You know, he has a sword of white light, and then with that light, we ask him to cut all the cords that are connected to you and to the past. And to allow you to be more peaceful right now. Because sometimes when we are in a state of anxiety, there could be something that comes across our computer or something. We could miss it. I was so busy preparing for the holidays, I was waiting for a check, and I didn't know that it was already on top of some magazines in my house, that came in the mail,
I got it.
Because I was, too busy, So
mm-hmm.
I was guided to talk about yoga. So even while you're looking, you can take time to stop and do some exercise, and yoga would be fabulous, just to relax, right?
And you see it in February. You saw that. That was the first thing I know, February.
Yeah, the two. Mm-hmm. And I don't know she's holding the book open. I don't know what type of work did you do, because I see her holding a book that's wide open,
What does that mean?
The main thing is that the two. Well, the only thing that I see is her arms are wide open and she's holding a book. And a book is open like it could be a logger book, a book that it's accounting book, or a book that has information. Were you in sales or what did you do?
Yeah. I'm in banking investment banking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see something that's opened up that would have lists and things. So
okay.
what I picked up was a ledger with a lot of numbers in it. So that's what I see. So the main thing is that things are moving at a great speed, and you're actually given an opportunity. The message, underlying message is, yes, the job is going to come, and also that you can be part of creating it to be a great job, not just one that's going to fill the spot. And taking the time to do that, here, with the card saying falling in love, it says you can fall in love with the job. It just doesn't have to be a job. And that's
how
we work with the angels. They guide us so that we can, release fear, and then we can allow that which will nurture us, right? And it can be a great relationship, not just something that, me and my husband watch people go to work here on the subways in New York, and a lot of people are not happy going to the jobs they're going to. We could tell that. And it's only like 8 o'clock in the morning, and they already look miserable, while they're going there. And, and they're only in their 20s, too. I mean, they're young people who think that they have they have to do that. So here you're being, the information looks good. The fourth card says a celebration. So, and the need to have more fun. So if that means for you to,
I understand
whatever
that
means.
Believe me. Yeah.
No?
I know.
And
okay.
So that's your message for today, okay?
Listen, have a good, thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Okie doke. So the next caller is area code 203. Thank you for waiting. Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there. Hi there. What is your name?
Shante.
Hi, Shante. How are you?
Good.
Okay. What can we do for you today?
Actually, today I'm looking for life purpose, my life purpose.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. Are you in school right now or anything?
Yeah.
You are? So you're already studying something?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want to share that with me before I start?
Well, at first I was going for healthcare, but it was hard to get into.
Okay.
And then I went into business.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to mix the two.
Okay, that's a great idea, and you're probably being guided towards that, you know, within yourself. Very good, from the angels. So let's see what I have. I'm using a specific deck called the Life Purpose Deck. I'm going to go with that first here. Okay. Okay. All right, so the very first card, Shante, says let go. So it says walk away from this situation in order to resolve it. So let's just see how the other cards tie into this first message. Because it's saying walk away from this situation in order to resolve it. The second card says spiritual teacher. It says you heal with your classes, sessions, and seminars. So the fact that you did mention the health, you know, the health field first, you know, you have this connection to that, okay? The third card says support. It says your life purpose fully supports you. Here I also see the angel is holding a staff that has the medical sign on it. You know, that medical sign of the angel wings with the, it's kind of like a snake that goes down. So that is there. Okay. That noise is behind you, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So the last card says, time to decide. Make a decision based on your heart's true desires. So here, from, you know, what I'm getting from here is that when you mentioned that it was a little hard, you know, hard to get in, you may have to study a little bit more. I don't like the word hard, you know, study harder. But it's saying that you have the ability to do well. It's part of your life purpose to be working in the health field. And it's time to decide. So time to decide is that if you follow your heart's true desires, you know, what's hard, where maybe you have to take some math courses or some science courses. You might have
it's
to
just
study.
It's competitive to get into. Like, I already...
It's hard to get into.
I already lost 2 years trying to get into it.
Okay,
so
now
you
said... So
that's why I
went
to the business healthcare group.
Okay, well, you know, you could still be... You could still do the business part with the healthcare. You know, if you were working, you can still do, because it does say that that's part of your life purpose. That you're a healer, so you know, as a business person, you could be someone who brings your energy, you know, to the people that you work for and with to have that has to do with health. You know, so definitely you were being confirmed that you have a natural affinity, you have a natural ability, you know, you're connected to working with people, you know, in the health field. But the time to decide is basically, it's going to be up to you. You know, once you have that's what the message is. So you decide, you know, that you do know, you know, and to go ahead with that.
Okay.
You know, so basically is to have confidence in the choices that you've make that you're making. And just go ahead and have confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, okay. And I don't know what, exactly what the first, the first message is let go, is walk away from the situation in order to resolve it. I'm not quite sure what that is. But other than time to decide is that if you've been, flip-flopping, like, oh, I should do this, I should do that, you know, and go back and forth, it says let go, stop doing that. Own up to the fact that you have, you care. This is part of who you are, the caring heart, you know, to work with the health. And I see the health in medicine only because here's an angel holding the medical sign, the symbol of medicine. So in some manner, you're going to be connected to that. So that's what we see. And time to decide is go ahead, make a decision based on your heart's true desires. And once you make a decision, you don't. A lot of the worry goes away. Like you decide, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to, you know, this is going to be great. It's just support. It says your life purpose fully supports you, so you're going to be able to earn a living from it also. But you have to decide and say, all right, this is my choice, and I'm doing it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling again, Shante. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so have a great week. Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye. Okay, so I have time for another caller, area code 213.
Hello?
Hello there.
Who are you, yo?
Who am I?
My name is Jake. Who the fuck is
Hi,
this?
Jake. This is Barbara Calvano. And, yes. Barbara Calvano, I am a certified angel card reader, and I do angel card readings here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's my privilege to be here to answer your calls and to take do card readings for people who call in. So right now I'm going to go to the chat room and see. We have Skating Angel, and she would like to know if the angels have a message for her today. Or him, but I'm pretty sure it's a she. So I'm going to go ahead and do that for you now. Okay. So I'm using the daily guidance from your angel's oracle cards for Skating Angel. Thank you. Thank you for answering that question. She is a she. All right. So let's see what guidance we have today for you. All right. Okay, so I'm guided to choose four cards. Okay. So the first message for Skating Angel is, the general message is, have confidence. This is moving forward does not necessarily require you to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough, along with knowing that God works through you and with you in all ways. So lean upon us if your confidence wavers, and we will buoy your courage and faith. So that's the first part of your reading. The second one is trustworthy guidance. It says you've received a wonderful idea as an answer to your prayers. So this idea is real and trustworthy, so you can safely move forward with it, knowing that we are with you every step of the way. So ask for and be open to receiving our support for anything you need related to this idea. So it's talking about perhaps you've received a new idea. Yes, go with it. And with the first card, just go ahead and have confidence with it. And then the third part of the message is entrepreneur. So it says for you, self-employment suits your disposition and intentions. Working for yourself allows you to better follow your intuition and divine guidance. We are your coworkers and teammates who remain loyal by your side to ensure success in all ways. So it says self-employment. It really fits your personality. And then the last part of this reading says heart chakra. So it says love is the card of the matter. Your heart is the center within your physical being attuned most to love. It's safe for you to love and be loved with an open heart as we stand by with perfect protection and guidance. So that's your reading for today. You know, basically have confidence, move forward. You may not feel it, but you can put your confidence knowing that God and the angels are supporting you and that this new idea that you've gotten is, yes, it is real. Go ahead with it. And that working for yourself as an entrepreneur, and also it says you have the angels with you as your coworkers to help you with it, and to open up your heart. Love is the heart of the matter. So I see you just truly being in love with this new idea, and moving forward with this being an entrepreneur, which looks like business. So that's thank you for asking the question today, Skating Angel. And I'm going to go ahead and go back to the studio and see if there are any other callers today. Okay. So, looks like we're wrapping up the show for today. I just want to thank you all for listening. And as I said, I'm going to be back this Saturday, regular time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be at the Hotel Pennsylvania here in New York, sitting right across the street from Madison Square Garden at the Awaken Fair. It does cost an admission to enter. It's $15, I believe. And there you can attend the talks, visit the booths, see the crystals and all the nutritious vegan foods and snacks and all the other types of things that are going to be on sale there and on exhibit. And then we're going to have our room, which have the readers, which you could book an appointment with me live, a 15-minute reading or the 30-minute reading. And then also you can look on my website if you want to get a full in-depth reading. I highly recommend the one-hour reading because in that reading I do angel therapy, and I teach you how to clear yourself and also how to shift your energy so that you experience more peace and joy and connection. And these are powerful techniques that they may sound simple, but can totally shift how you feel and therefore experience life. So for more information on that, you can go to my website, bcalvanocoaching.com. And once again, this is Barbara Calvano. I wish you all a fabulous week, and I'll see you this Saturday. 4 p.m. Thank you, and see you soon.